From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Anthony Scaramucci, a former hedge fund manager, is the new White House communications chief. And Sean Spicer, the press secretary and acting communications director, has resigned. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was immediately named by Scaramucci as Spicer's successor. President Trump's legal advisors are said to be looking into possible conflicts of interest within special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation team that they could use to discredit Mueller's inquiry into Russian election meddling. We get more now from VOA White House correspondent Peter Heinlein.
The New York Times reports Trump aides are conducting wide-ranging checks into the professional and political ties of the team Mueller has assembled for his Russia probe. The checks are said to be in preparation for what is described as a looming showdown between the president and Mueller. The Trump team is said to be scrutinizing everything from donations to Democratic Party candidates by investigators to the personal relationship between Mueller and former FBI Chief James Comey, whom Trump fired. A member of Trump's outside legal team, Jay Sekulow, said the lawyers will consistently evaluate the issue of conflicts and raise them in the appropriate venue, even complaining to Mueller directly if needed. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the White House.
Both U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis and National Counterterrorism Center Director Nick Rasmussen says there's no proof Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been killed, even though there have been recent reports indicating that. Some analysts are saying that this has suggested that IS leaders have tried to signal to their supporters that Baghdadi is still in charge. This is VOA News. A counterinsurgency U.S.-led airstrike has mistakenly killed at least 15 Afghan security forces, confirmed an Afghan Defense Ministry spokesperson today. The deadly strike came after a Taliban suicide car bomb attack destroyed the same post just before the insurgents carried out their assault. Taliban sources, meantime, claim that one of the three bombers who carried out the suicide attack was the son of a fugitive chief of the Islamist insurgency. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres deeply deplores the death of three Palestinians in clashes with Israeli security forces and urges Israeli and Palestinian leaders to refrain from actions that could further escalate the violent and volatile situation in Jerusalem's Old City. UN Deputy Spokesman Farhan Haq said Guterres also calls on political, religious, and community leaders to help reduce tension, citing comments from UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, Nikolai Mladenov.
You will have seen what Nikolai Mladenov had said, the need by all sides to avoid escalating tensions and to avoid any steps that lead to further violence. Mr. Mladenov has appreciated the stated commitment by the Israeli Prime Minister to preserve the status quo at the holy sites, and we hope that that will be honored.
Escalating Israeli-Palestinian tensions over the Holy Land most contested shrine boiled over into violence with the three deaths. Police are also saying a Palestinian attacker killed three Israelis at a West Bank settlement. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson held meetings in Washington with his counterpart from Oman to discuss, among other issues, the diplomatic standoff between Arab nations and Qatar. Last week, Tillerson was in Qatar, where he signed a memorandum in which the U.S. and Doha agreed to address many of the terrorism-related concerns that Qatar's Arab neighbors have expressed. Tillerson talked about progress in the country and how it's been made.
Well, I think as a follow-on to our trip over there last week, there has been some, I think, positive movement. The Qataris have continued to move forward on the MOU that the U.S. and Qatar entered into to address many of the terrorism, terror financing, counterterrorism concerns that people have, and they have been very aggressive in implementing that agreement. So I think we're satisfied with the effort they're putting forth.
That is U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. For more on that story and all the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.